After exploring the emotional wounds and traumas that can hinder the harmonious development of personality, it's essential to examine the limiting beliefs that often stem from these. These beliefs, typically unconscious, act as filters through which we interpret our reality, influencing our emotions, behaviors, and life choices. As a spiritual healing coach, understanding how to identify and work with these dysfunctional thought patterns is critical to guiding our clients toward greater inner freedom. Limiting beliefs often form in childhood, deriving from painful experiences or negative messages received from those around us. A child growing up with critical and demanding parents may develop the belief that they're never good enough, needing to be perfect to deserve love and approval. Once rooted, this belief will impact how they handle challenges, relationships, and opportunities in adulthood, generating constant stress and a fear of failure. Similarly, a person who has suffered physical or verbal abuse may develop the belief that they are fundamentally flawed, deserving of mistreatment or rejection. This belief subconsciously attracts abusive situations and relationships, perpetuating the cycle of suffering. As we saw in the previous submodule, these unresolved emotional wounds often underpin the most tenacious limiting beliefs. It's important to realize that these beliefs, although mistaken and painful, often have an adaptive function initially. They help the child make sense of incomprehensible experiences, maintain a connection with flawed attachment figures, or protect themselves from an overly threatening reality. However, once these beliefs become obsolete, they trap the individual in repetitive patterns and prevent them from expressing their full potential. Limiting beliefs can influence all aspects of life, such as relationships, work, health, or spirituality. They often express themselves as negative generalizations, like, "I don't deserve love," "I'm not capable of success," "The world is dangerous," or "Life is a constant struggle." Repetition of these statements can lead them to be considered absolute truths that unconsciously guide perceptions and actions. The impact of limiting beliefs on emotional well-being and quality of life is substantial. They generate chronic negative emotions like anxiety, shame, guilt, or anger, keeping the individual in a state of stress and suffering. They hinder the capacity to make authentic choices, engage in fulfilling relationships, and achieve self-realization. Over time, these beliefs can even affect physical health by weakening the immune system and promoting the development of psychosomatic diseases. As spiritual healing coaches, our role is to help clients become aware of their limiting beliefs, question them, and gradually let go of them. The first step is to identify these beliefs, being attentive to recurrent thoughts, disproportionate emotions, and repetitive behavioral patterns. Tools like the Cognitive Therapy Thought Journal or Byron Katie's, the work can be highly beneficial in shedding light on these unconscious beliefs. Once identified, the task is to explore the origin of these beliefs, tracing back to the experiences and messages that shaped them. This stage allows us to understand the adaptive function they may have had in the past and encourages empathy for the parts of ourselves that implemented them. Working on emotional wounds and traumatic memories with approaches like EMDR or IFS can be particularly relevant at this stage. The following step involves questioning the validity of these beliefs, examining the evidence that either supports or refutes them. The aim is to help the client adopt a more nuanced and realistic perspective by encouraging them to consider alternative viewpoints and seek experiences that contradict their limiting beliefs. Techniques like cognitive restructuring, visualization, and positive affirmations can be used to create new, more constructive thought patterns. Alongside this cognitive work, energy-centric approaches like Reiki, healing touch, or crystal therapy can be tremendously helpful for releasing cellular memories and energy blockages associated with limiting beliefs. By rebalancing energy fields and harmonizing chakras, these techniques promote alignment between the body, heart, and mind, thereby facilitating the integration of new positive beliefs. It's essential to bear in mind that transforming limiting beliefs is a gradual process that requires patience, gentleness, and perseverance. This represents a real neural re-encoding, involving the undoing of deeply rooted thought patterns and creating new synaptic connections. This process can arouse resistance and fear, which need to be kindly acknowledged and concurrently worked on. As spiritual healing coaches, our role is to provide a safe and supportive environment where our clients can explore their limiting beliefs and try new ways of thinking and being. By supporting them with compassion and providing practical tools for transforming their mental patterns, We gradually help them break free from their inner constraints and reconnect with their true, infinitely creative, and loving nature. This liberation from limiting beliefs paves the way for a more fulfilling life, aligned with the soul's deep aspirations. It cultivates greater self-confidence, the ability to make authentic choices, and engage in nurturing relationships. By freeing themselves from past conditionings, our clients can finally express their unique potential fully and contribute to a fairer, more compassionate, and more conscious world. Key takeaways. 1. Limiting beliefs are dysfunctional thought patterns, often unconscious, that influence our emotions, behaviors, and life choices. 2. They typically form in childhood, stemming from painful experiences or negative messages from one's surroundings, and are often related to unresolved emotional wounds. 3. Although mistaken and painful, these beliefs often initially serve an adaptive purpose but become obsolete and trap the individual in repetitive patterns. 4. Limiting beliefs can affect all areas of life and manifest as negative generalizations, considered as absolute truths. 5. They significantly impact emotional well-being and quality of life, producing chronic negative emotions and hindering the ability to thrive fully. 6. The role of the spiritual healing coach is to help clients become aware of their limiting beliefs, question them, and gradually free themselves from them. 7. The process of transforming limiting beliefs includes identification, exploration of their origin, questioning their validity, and creating new, constructive thought patterns. 8. Energy-centric approaches like Reiki, healing touch, or crystal therapy can facilitate the release of cellular memories and energy blockages associated with limiting beliefs. 9. Transforming limiting beliefs is a gradual process of neural re-encoding, requiring patience, gentleness, and perseverance. 10. Liberation from limiting beliefs enables a more fulfilling life, aligned with the soul's deep aspirations, allowing the full expression of one's unique potential and contribution to a better world.